This is Cook County Middle School News. Yeah! Hi, I'm David Lichty, high school and middle school social studies teacher at Cook County High School, Cook County Middle School. With the approach of spring, it's also time to get ready for Middle School History Day. History Day is an event not only in Minnesota but across the country that enables students in middle school and high school history classes to do an independent project on a topic of their choice that is aligned with the theme for that year. This year's theme is Turning Points in History. We're excited about the Turning Points theme because it encourages students to look at a person, a series of events that has happened decades, possibly centuries in the past, and make a modern connection to see how that turning point, how that event is still impacting people today. With 3 weeks left to go before the students submit their final History Day projects, the kids' research is really taking shape, taking form, really excited to see their final product, really excited to see what they do in front of the judges.
For History Day this year, I am searching the assassination of Lincoln. I think it is a turning point because Lincoln was the first American president to be assassinated, and when he freed, and he freed black slaves, and he ended slavery, and he actually changed the meaning of the Civil War.
This year for History Day, me and my partner are looking at Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. We think it's a turning point in history because it's kind of connecting to human rights and not just racism, but all human rights, such as nationalities, sexualities, and beliefs. And that's what we think King was aiming for.
For History Day, we are studying email. I think it's a turning point because it influenced texting and social networking. Could you imagine life without it?
Another one of the really cool things about History Day is the variety of ways in which students are allowed to present their research. Students have a variety of options on how they choose to present their topic. The three options that all of our students are using are either through a theatrical skit, through a website, or through a trifold exhibit. The purpose of the presentation component is to have students own their project, to have students be proud of something that they produced, that they created, and they aligned with the theme. Again, it's not simply just a laundry list of facts and a book report. It's a unique look at an event in history or a person that, you know, the kids really make into something special, and hopefully they can look back on it with pride and be something that's a turning point for them as they go forward as students into high school. Right at the beginning of March, students will submit their projects, and they will be getting a grade for our classes here at Cook County Middle School, but also they will be presenting their projects and being judged. And then Ms. Carlson and I, along with several other judges, will decide who is going to go on to the regional at the University of Minnesota Duluth on March 16th. The regional competition at UMD is a competition where the students will present their projects among students from northern Minnesota. Students that do well at that level will have the option of going on to our state level competition later on in the spring. At the beginning of the year, whether it's my high school classes or my middle school classes, I always tell my students that the reason that I teach history is to encourage them to ask better questions, to ask more questions, to look deeper than what's on the surface, and to realize that history is not enclosed in a tiny little box that's neat and easy to understand. And I think through these projects, the students are realizing that you have to dig deeper if you want to learn more, and to find more value in your learning, you have to dig deeper and ask more questions. And when they do that, they feel a bigger sense of ownership, and it's just exciting to see some of these students start to realize that and hope to keep improving in the future. While advancing to the regional competition is great, Ms. Carlson and I are more excited to see these guys at the local level, see how proud they're going to be of the project that they present, and to walk away knowing what it means to do real research, to look long and hard at a topic and create something that's their own. And just really excited to see what happens, and we're going to have fun. Thank you for listening to Cook County Middle School News.